Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Nun Vav, Baba Basra 56a, pagination is 111, starting from the Mishnah, five lines up from the bottom. Hayu Shanayim Mi'idim Osa Sha'achla Shalosh Shanim. Two witnesses are saying testimony about the current resident that he ate 3 years of produce from this field, implying that it may actually be his, and if the person has a claim, he says whatever he says that will give it to him. It was gifted to me, it was sold to me, but now that he has a chazaka sheyeshi motaina, if he has a claim, he's going to be able to get it. So they are intrinsic to getting him the field. V'nimtzu'u zomimin, and it turns out that they are false witnesses of the type called Zomimin. Zomimin is a special type of false witness, very unique in that the way they became false was proven that they're false, is that other witnesses came and said, Imanu heyisem, you were with us in a different place. So that fundamentally your testimony cannot even take place. It's not that you were there and you're lying. It's you weren't even there. And the rule of Zomimin, as described in Chumash Devarim, is Va'asisem lo ka'asher zomam la'asos la'achiv. You do to the Zomimin as they tried to do to the other person. So in this case, they tried to deprive the original owner of his field by saying testimony that never could have been testimony for them to say. They said it in favor of the current resident, and therefore they're going to be obligated, mishalmim lo es hakol, they're going to have to pay the original owner the value of the field, all of the ramifications they're going to have to pay. So that not only does he retain the field based on the new testimony, but because they are being disproven as hazoma, they're going to have to pay. A little bit more sophisticated is the next case. Shnayim barishona, shnayim b'shnia, shnayim b'shlishis. If you have two witnesses saying testimony about the first year, a different two witnesses about the second year, and a different two about the third year, but together they are indeed giving this current resident the opportunity to say that it's his land. Mishalshin Beinehem. If it turns out that they are all Zomimin, all six witnesses, then we know exactly what their motive was. Their motive was, as part of this complex testimony of different groups, their goal was to grant the land to the current resident. And therefore, if they are disproven in the way of Hazama, they're going to have to divide in thirds the payment for the entire field, and each third gets assigned to the two witnesses of a particular year, and that's what they have to pay. The Mishnah continues getting a little bit more sophisticated. Shalosha achim ve'echad mitztaref imohim. You have three brothers who are saying testimony, each one on 1 year. You can't have brothers saying testimony on the same year because two brothers can't say testimony together. And their testimony has validity because there is another person who's not related to them who is joining them on all of the years. He knows, he claims, he knows about 3 years of chazaka. So, harei elu shalosh edios, they're considered three different testimonies as far as testimony goes, and therefore, even though there's one brother on the first year, a different brother can say testimony on the second year. We're willing to divide this testimony in that way. Vein edus achas lahazama. But when it comes to hazama, it's going to be one united Hazama, and if all three are going to become Zomimin, they're all going to have to pay according to the fraction of what they were trying to impose. The Gemara on the facing page compares this case to a case of a document. A document is signed by two witnesses, and we have a special law of kiyum shtaros, which we discussed previously, the concept of affirming the signatures to validate the document. Now, there are two ways to validate the signatures. One way is that the person who signed comes and says, Zek Savyadi, this is indeed my signature, and he's validating the document in that way. Another way is that two witnesses come and say, we recognize the signature of the witness. He's not here. We don't know where he is. Could be he passed away. Could be he's out of town. But we recognize his signature. And through two witnesses, you could validate a document's signature. There is a case where a particular witness comes to court and testifies on his own signature, and he wants to testify about the other person's signature as well. Now, on his own signature, he's believed on his own. On the other person's signature, it's not his, so he's going to be no different than an outside person, and together with another, he could form a kat, a group of edus, him and the second person, al pishnayim edim yakum davar, and by virtue of two witnesses, something can be established in court. The problem, as we'll see, is that if he did that, the result is that this document is being validated three quarters by one person, and you can't do that. The case has to be affirmed based on 50%, 50%, two different witnesses. And that's going to be a consideration and a complexity that has to be considered, how to validate the document. Says the Gemara, the top of Nun Zayin Amar Aleph 57a. Hahu Shtara, there was a document, Davuchasmi Alei Beiturei, that two people signed on. Shachiv chad minayu, and one of them died. Asa achua dahai dikoi, the brother of the person who's still living and wants to validate his own signature independent of anyone else. V'chad acharina, so the brother and another witness come, and la'asu de'achasim es yidei di'idach, and they want to say testimony on the signature of the witness who has passed away. Sava Ravina Lameima, Ravina's initial reaction was to compare it, Hainu Masnisin. It could be like our Mishnah of Gimel Achin, you have three brothers, Ve'echad Mitztarif Imoim, and another person joins them, and we're able to put together the entire testimony, even though we have two brothers, or in that case, three brothers, on the property. But because we're dividing their testimony by years, so each one is only saying testimony on a specific year, and therefore we were able to do the joining of the testimony in order to give the person a three-year chazaka, until they turned out to be zomimin, as the Mishnah describes, but they were able to be a valid testimony. Amalei Ravashi, Ravashi says there's a major difference between the Mishnah and this case of the document that needs to be certified and affirmed. Midami, can you compare them? Hasam lo nafik necheriva de mamona apuma de achi. Over there, you're not taking three quarters of the money. You're not affirming three quarters of the testimony based on the brothers, because the brothers form a category, so to speak, and the three of them together are affirming 50%, which is the same amount that a single witness would be able to affirm. So now that they're brothers on different years, that's fine. As a result of their testimony, which is connected, only 50% is getting affirmed. Haha, but if you pull that same logic in the document, Nafik Nechiriva de Mamona Apuma de Achi, 3/4 of the money would be affirmed based on the brothers. You have the living witness of the document affirming his signature, that's 50%, and you have his brother with a different witness affirming the second signature. That means that the brothers together are doing 50% plus 25%, 3/4 of the affirmation of the document, and that doesn't work because they're brothers, because they can't say testimony in addition to each other as if they're two witnesses trying to affirm something. You can't have them together. So again, in the Mishnah, where they're just filling in for each other, and the aggregate is only 50%, that's fine. But over here, if you did that, you divided the two signatures, so to speak, and had one of them affirmed by one brother, and half of the other affirmed by the other, you would end up with 3/4 from this brother unit, and that can't be, and therefore that was not an acceptable way to affirm the document. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.